my seminary studies after my undergraduate career. And in seminary, that's when I began to realize that once you apply this notion of covenant as family to God as our Father, to the church as his household, then you really begin to have to rethink certain things, especially things that I had inherited from the Protestant Reformation heritage. And so I had to kind of rethink faith and works, the scriptures and the liturgy, and so much more when it came to Christ and the saints and the Blessed Virgin Mary and the sacraments. And as a result, I pursued doctoral studies in the area of covenant, and then in the midst of that doctoral program, in fact, in the very middle of it, I became a Catholic. And I really do blame the Bible, and especially this deeper understanding of what covenant entails.
Well, I was going to ask, because the idea of covenant, especially as the Catholic Church understands it, and certainly as Pope Benedict has elucidated, and your dissertation makes so abundantly clear, it really does pierce to the heart of salvation and justification, doesn't it?
It really does. I mean, when you think of covenant in terms of a sacred family bond, on the one hand, you can theologize about, you know, 10 or 15 different things and discover how interrelated they are. You can write a dissertation, such as mine, which was 775 pages long, with the longest Marquette University ever accepted, and yet still have room for more things. I just ran out of time.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, you can discover that this is a way for studying God's Word that can challenge any scholar, and yet it can also illuminate a child or a preteen or an adolescent. It's really something that we all can connect with. You know, we all have fathers, but they all have faults. And so, you know, we have fathers so that we can come to know who God really is, but we'll discover their faults so that we'll never settle for anything less than God as the one true perfect Father and the church as the one family that God has established. And this really helps us overcome, you know, nationalism that can blind us to the virtues of our enemies, as G.K. Chesterton once said.